For President's Weekend, this is John Batchelor. This is from a conversation I have with Neil Langto, his book about the progressives of 1912 to 1919. That would be Woodrow Wilson for the Democrats, Jane Addams for social workers and the women of America, and Teddy Roosevelt for the Bull Moose and then for the Republicans. The rise of the progressives at this period. We know that Wilson wins in 12 against Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft. In 16, Roosevelt stepped aside. And in 20, he planned to run again. The progressives were taking control of both parties and arguing for reform. Jane Addams, always for reform, also for peacemaking during the First War, and leads a peace delegation. In this particular instance, though, the Republican Party's stumped. What to do about the Bull Moose Party? It's a thorn. They anticipate that it's going to cause trouble. It loses them the election. But they don't want to alienate Roosevelt. He's too powerful. Here's Neil Langto to explain the quandary and readiness. Roosevelt blasts Wilson for not being ready. A story that will be repeated again and again in the 20th century and now in the 21st. We're not ready for war. Here's Neil Langto. The book is The Approaching Storm.
Well, the Republicans, like the Democrats, had a progressive wing and a Democratic wing, although most of the progressives within the Republican Party had broken away to this new progressive party, Roosevelt's progressive / Bull Moose Party. So those who were left, the Republicans left in the party at this point, tended to lean more towards the conservative end, and they still saw Roosevelt as a thorn in their side. However, they were aware that Roosevelt would have a lot to do with the 1916 election as far as who he decided to support, if he decided to run again. So they did not want to completely cut him off. But the Barnes trial, as you mentioned, is really interesting because Roosevelt's fighting for his political life. If he loses this case, it is going to cost him an enormous amount of money and it'll be very damaging in the public eye. And he gives basically a virtuoso performance at the Barnes trial. He's on a stand for several days and he gets on the front page and he wins this trial in the public eye. And of course, he eventually will be acquitted also in the libel charge as well. So it is a successful time for him in that regard, but he's very frustrated with how Wilson's handling this crisis. And he does believe that he makes a statement at the time that there are things worse than war. In other words, it's like losing ourself as a nation and losing our pride and our respect around the globe is worse than us going to war at this point. On the other hand, we were not military prepared to go to war. So that's always another part of the picture that has to be considered.
More of this later. Thank you.